are back. Another season of Game of Thrones. Tyler and Raven are with me. Matt wants to be a bum because he has 30 jobs. he said he'll be back next week. If you all make sure you go vote in our bracket, our liquor bracket. As you know, me and Matt have a liquor bracket. If you go to Bractify.com and put in 187 proof tournament, it'll pop up. We're voting on the best liquors of all time, pre-30s. So before you turned 30, before you understood what real liquor was and what wasn't.
Well, you didn't know any better.
You didn't know any better. You just heard, maybe you just saw another person drinking something or what you had access to. So
when you picked based on color.
Yeah. Some people
I'll have the blue one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like I drank Cosmos like when I first turned 21 because I thought.
Oh, wow, that's a girl drink.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm full disclosure, I didn't know. I was just like, okay, because I was with some.
I was an internship. I look smart.
Yeah, no, I was with some. I was on an internship, and I was like, everyone was ordering stuff. I was like, yeah, let me get a Cosmo. So I just heard it. I didn't even know what was in it. I just ordered a Cosmo. So everybody was looking at me like, I'm like, yeah, you know.
I thought all the black dudes in college drank Long Island iced teas.
Yeah, but I was with people from work. I didn't want them to be like, oh, what's up with this ratchet shit that you're drinking?
You're fighting the stereotype.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be like, no, Hennessy and Coke. I don't want to do nothing like that. So I was like, what sounds real, like, good that I would
Metropolitan.
Know. Yeah, Cosmopolitan. There you go. And like, so like, and it came out in the glass, and I was like, oh.
Can I get a tequila shot chaser, please?
I said, can you put this in like another glass, like in like a regular cup? Like he's like, yeah, I got you, man. I was like, all right, cool. I don't want no ass on my glass.
I see you guys aren't drinking your wine. Is there any reason for that?
Is there any reason why you're worried?
Yeah,
about
right.
Notice I don't have a glass.
Yeah, right. And you tell me I don't drink on during the week now.
Mm-hmm.
So we back with another season. Like, you know, the North remembers.
Yes, they do.
Great cold open.
Yeah, yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, when y'all first saw it, did y'all think it was like a flashback to something else, or you knew immediately what was going on?
I knew immediately what was going on.
I was trying to figure. At first, I was like, I thought they were finna show what happened. Like what happened right before.
Right
last
before
time.
The Red Wedding?
No,
or right before.
But she did that. Like,
right before Arya got.
Yeah, okay. Like maybe he was talking to people and then everyone left and then she killed him.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was maybe just a little bit back. And then the actor, yeah. And I'm blanking on his name, he did something with his face. I was like, nah, it's Arya.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was a great performance because he's playing somebody else playing the character that he played, and he did enough different in the performance that you could tell.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Brilliant.
I don't know if I've seen that guy before. He's probably one of those.
Yeah, he's been in a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. I think he's in Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's the guy that played the gender dude, right?
Yeah, but like every British actor is in Harry Potter.
So that's like throwing something against the wall. Like.
Yeah. I liked that. It was fun. I don't know if you watched the little HBO feature
but
they didn't plan on starting with that, but I thought
I watched and they said they also didn't plan on, they was supposed to be at the end at first, right?
That I don't remember, but it might have been, it would have made sense at the end. It was a pretty badass moment though,
you've been
kind of like waiting for her to evolve into a badass, like so many other characters are. And
Bran is like 35 years old too. That's the problem. I was thinking about, they should have did all his scenes earlier.
He's like 35 years old now.
Like he's like 35. He's a grown ass man.
Right. Yeah. Because I'm trying to figure out how much time is supposed to have.
It's only like 2 years.
Why is he
35 years old now? And you gotta remember, it was one whole season. He wasn't on one whole season.
Yeah, yeah, they just like left him out.
And he comes back with a deep ass voice, like, "Can you help me with that?"
He's like, "She's dragging along his shavings."
Well, why is Cersei's hair still like that? Does she just like this haircut now? Because I was hoping that might be a good.
I think she wants to be more manly. I think it's more her to like attach and be more manly and kingly.
It's her murder bob.
Yeah,
I see.
So I guess let's go with Arya first. We can start with her. Did y'all even know who that dude Ed Sheeran was? You know, he was the one.
Oh,
that was
Ed
singing.
Sheeran, yeah.
That was the singer.
Yeah, when she's talking in the woods. Yeah,
I never knew who that was.
Oh, I recognized his voice immediately.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is it? I was like, nobody can sing that good in Westeros.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a guest star. Okay.
They've done that a couple other times. The bands at the weddings have all been.
Yeah, because wasn't
really?
The guy from Coldplay at the Red Wedding?
The drummer from Coldplay was at the Red Wedding.
I didn't know that. Really?
So yeah, he's in the band. And then at the, what are they, the Purple Wedding? Is that what they call it? Mm-hmm. Pretty big.
Yeah.
That's an Icelandic band called Sigur Rós that
was
performing.
Wow. See, I didn't know that. Some little nuggets, some Easter eggs.
Yeah, and then there's this metal band from Atlanta called Mastodon. Which is an awesome metal band if you like metal.
I've heard of them before.
They're really good. But they played Wildlands, which was funny because like they didn't have to like do anything to them because like, they already had crazy hair, big ass beards and everything. So they just put clothes on them.
We only got to put on you. You get to go.
But they were just kind of in the background. This was like, oh, holy shit, it's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. Speaking lines and everything.
Yeah. You did.
I guess they did that. Because the actress that plays Arya is a huge Ed Sheeran fan.
Oh.
And they've been trying to get him on for a while to surprise her, and they finally were able to do it, which I thought was kind of
cool. That's cool.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Do you think she's
going
to kill all of them, though?
Probably not.
Because they're all Lannisters, though.
Yeah. They shared food with her. And
she didn't get no fucks, man.
Yeah. but she made it such a big deal that like the phrase broke the food and wine thing, and they shared their food and their wine.
Yeah.
So I thought that scene was kind of like, she's just going to give him a pass, just this once.
Right, like if I see you again, it's on.
Yeah,
right.
Like if I have to, I'll kill you, but this time, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was kind of a nice little scene. There hasn't been one of those, it doesn't feel like, in kind of a while, where you just sort of check in with how ordinary.
Yeah, instead of something drama going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there were a lot of nice little comedic or normal moments in this episode. You know, Tyler and I were just talking before you got here about the scene with Samwell when he's
with
pouring out the shit.
Yeah, man. I was like, look, I was watching it with Brandon Williams and at his boy Aaron Crib, and they couldn't take it. They were like, I was like, man. Y'all know how many crazy things I didn't seen on a movie or TV? This ain't nothing.
You're like disembowel
people. Heads get cut off. Yeah. Somebody's dick got cut off a few seasons ago, and now you're upset about this? This ain't nothing.
Yeah.
What y'all think about Jorah Mormont being in that scene, though?
Yes, that was exciting.
Yeah.
So is that where he went to go get healed?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what?
Because he just thought those, the maesters are, like, maybe they can heal me.
Yeah, because that's what Daenerys commanded him to do to heal himself. Doesn't look like it's working, though.
Oh, he's fucked up.
I liked how subtle it was. I liked that it was just his voice and then his profile.
Right.
And it wasn't like the big, like, oh, by the way, folks, this is who this is.
Right.
And, you know, they reward you when you're paying attention, which I appreciate.
But if you look close, that he had dragon, I guess Dragonstone has all the ice, because he can cure his disease.
Oh.
That's how was the little girl.
Shireen.
Shireen got cured.
Mm-hmm.
That's how people believe she got cured is from the dragon glass.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're going to connect that all somehow with Samwell being there and all that. But I don't know. This is going to be an exciting season, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Euron Greyjoy came in with a velour jumpsuit on. I was like, this dude came in. He acted like he was visiting no queen. He came in with like a velour jumpsuit.
That
he was Puff Daddy. It was like he was like Puff Daddy on an episode of like Making the Band. He just came in there like, I'm going to shut the studio down, y'all.
I thought he looked like a roadie for My Chemical Romance. That's what I thought he looked.
Well, like, he didn't look like he was like visiting the queen of all. Like, he looked like it was a very relaxed outfit.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
was,
I think he went up there trying to be sexy. I mean, he got a haircut. He looks like he
was. Or maybe he was like, I just got out the car. Maybe he was like, I just got out the car and you go visit a girl or something. I just drove 4 hours to see you, okay?
Right.
It was definitely the new casual Westerosi menswear line.
It was real casual.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely
could have stepped right into the century. Nobody would.
You would have known him different.
Yeah, you wouldn't have really noticed. What I think is interesting about the season overall, though, you mentioned being excited for the season, and I definitely am. I'm a little worried. I started thinking about it today, and we've had 6 years now of all the stuff, and we have 12 episodes left, and we have a war, And it's like if somebody made like a documentary, like miniseries, or I guess full series, about World War II, and World War II didn't start until like the back half of the last season, basically.
Oh, okay.
You know, because we've had so much of the prelude, and you know, we've got the Greyjoys and their fleet of ships that they apparently built overnight.
Yeah,
which I thought was crazy.
Where did they get all that extra men from? Because I thought his sister
Dion
took
and
and took like half of them.
Last I saw was this little stone island with like no food
and,
on
and
it,
50 yeah. guys,
and no trees. But you know, setting aside so you've got that army, you've got Dany just landed in Westeros finally, which was awesome.
Well, she'd already landed before, technically, because she was in Dorne.
Yeah, true. But I guess, like, staking a foothold, maybe?
Well, no, where she was born at. Where she was born at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she's, like, taking that castle. And so you've got all these armies, and we still are clearly going to have some conflict between them. But then you've got the ice zombie army coming down from the north, and that's the real fight that actually matters.
Yeah.
But we've only got 12 episodes left.
Yeah.
Like you said, will it be rushed?
How are they going to fit it all in?
Yeah, I'm a little worried that, you know, and they might do the thing like they do in The Hobbit where they totally, and actually I never saw the movies, but like in the book where you just kind of like miss the last battle because Bilbo gets knocked unconscious
right,
and misses
yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah. but in the movie they showed it.
Yeah, they might either skip a lot of that or shorthand it, but I just don't see, it's maybe going to be just one battle and not a full-scale war, because
we have time.
I don't think we have time for war.
Yeah. Well, I think there are rumors that some of the episodes may be 2 hours long.
Well, next season it'll be an hour and a half.
Hour and a half next season.
Okay, yeah, and that'll help them stretch it. Mm-hmm. So they might be able to do it, and I'm sure they've planned the whole thing out.
Yeah.
These guys aren't idiots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just a little bit like everything we've seen, because like up until she put her hand in the sand, you could argue everything else we've seen up until that point in time was just the prologue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the real. This is the real.
Know, this
movie.
Is
this
it.
The
this
real
is
thing,
why
yeah.
we've been watching this story. You know, and so I get that a big part of it's like, you know, that life's a journey, not a destination, kind of thing, and the story's about the journey, not just the destination. But I'm a little worried that we're all going to end up kind of disappointed by how it ends. Just because the build-up has been so awesome.
But the build-up was necessary, because now you care about the characters.
True. That's very true.
And everybody is rooting for somebody.
Yeah. They say it's supposed to be bittersweet. They're supposed to be bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which makes sense. It's in line with everything else he's ever done.
Yeah.
You know, here's a nice moment and some murder.
Right. so I guess we can go with Jon Snow and what's going on in the North. We can start a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that I got like Sansa like talking crazy. Like I got it from both. I got both of their perspectives on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I understood both of them where they're coming
Absolutely,
from. Like
yeah.
I understood where Jon was like, "Yo, you didn't have to say that in front of everybody. Like you could have like
right.
waited to act like I
yeah.
didn't, you
right.
could just like kick me in the leg like, hey, you know,
yeah.
right.
over
don't
here.
Undermine
yeah.
me
yeah,
in front of all
everybody.
These
yeah.
people.
Yeah."
yeah.
And she's looking like Cersei right now, too, from season 1 and 2 and 3, which scares me.
Yeah.
Her hair is just like Cersei's.
Oh, well, she
yeah.
was on a wig. What's going on?
Yeah, she's just, I think it's intentional for her looking like, because she kept on saying, like, you look like you admire her. Remember you said that line,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, so it's like, and I'm like, dude,
well,
she looks like
she learned a lot from her.
Yeah, man,
yeah.
That worries
which,
me, man.
You know, makes, I mean, it makes sense. She's got, mm-hmm. not, she's not an admirable person, but she definitely has qualities that you could learn from if you're in that kind of a position.
Yeah, I think she thinks she hasn't gotten the respect that she deserves for helping win that battle against Ramsay.
Yeah. I mean, but she has made a call, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she did, though. It's not like
she... Well, had mixed feelings about, because she could have just told John, and maybe fewer people would have died. If she said, hey, let's wait a day, somebody's
yeah.
coming to help us out.
Yeah, we've got this... whole other
cavalry too, a whole cavalry
right.
too.
yeah, the way she sat on that information. I mean, he's in,
mm-hmm.
he's running the army, which she acknowledges. You know, she says you're the military here.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you'd like him to have all the information that he might need in order to make a decision like that? Although That whole fight was really cool. It was awesome TV. It was great mm-hmm. character conflict. It was not his finest moment as a tactical commander in the field.
Oh, no, yeah. no.
It was a total Braveheart. That's all. It was a straight Braveheart. Like, exactly. We just I'm just going to use all pure emotion. I'm going to just lay down as many people as I can until I die.
Yeah.
And Sansa warned him not to do that.
Yeah.
But just tell me, like, hey, just chill off like a day. You know, this dude I used to kind of mess with, I kind of like him. He's going to come through. You don't like him.
So how does she feel about Littlefinger? How does she really feel about him?
She's going to give him some. But I think she's going to, like, give him some because she's got ulterior motives. Because she wants to keep the veil in. Because they got the veil soldiers are still there. Which is crazy to think about, that the veil is sitting there open. And I'm assuming not all of them. They probably kept probably half of them back to protect, you know, stuff going on, you know. But I don't know her long thing with Littlefinger. He's trying to get something around.
I think she's gonna end up using him. She might end up killing him.
Yeah.
He's probably gonna, if she doesn't kill him directly, he's probably gonna die because of something.
And she does. A choice. Mm-hmm. She may do some Cersei shit, because Cersei ain't never killed nobody for real.
True. Yeah. She just like kind of pawns it off. Yeah. On whoever else.
Because I'm trying to think, who was the first person she killed? She's never killed nobody by her hands, has she?
Cersei?
Like her actual one. She's never personally killed nobody.
I guess they imply she was poisoning Robert, but she didn't. But at the same she set him up to get gutted. She didn't actually directly do it. I don't think she's directly.
Yeah, she's always been this a person making another move. Maybe that's what it is, though. She puts him in a position, too.
Kind of like she's like the Gambino crime family.
There you go.
You know? Just happened. I said some things to some people, and now he's dead. You know, it's just things.
I mean, do y'all agree with him giving the land back to the people that kind of had betrayed him to a certain extent with the Karstarks and
he needs them.
Yeah, and you kind of, it's like in the, like you said, the mafia. It was like if another mafia family falls off, you kind of want like the uncle or somebody to like kind of keep it streamlined.
Mm-hmm.
Of like these people, like you don't want to have to install a new group. It's like if you come into a company as the CEO and you fire everybody. Well, some people do like a hostile takeover and like we have firing everybody, but you kind of want to keep the accountant here. You might want to keep somebody here for you ain't got to worry about restructuring everything because you're trying to set up something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I kind of thought he was kind of doing.
I think he's looking.
And their kids too. So it's like I can fucking manipulate this.
Yeah, I mean they're clearly gonna and they're gonna owe him.
Yeah.
That 10-year-old kid stood up there and swore allegiance and will always remember that.
And he gave me my shot. I'm the man when I go back.
He'll tell his kids and they'll tell, you know, it's a way to, and I, in that situation, I agreed with what you were talking about earlier about how the two of them, the conflict was so realistic of the competition between both of them wanting to have their say.
Mm-hmm.
But I totally agreed with his call.
To let them
keep that, to let them fight for him. That's how you breed loyalty. Is like when somebody fucks up, you don't just can them. You give them another chance. I think that's what that was.
And like you said, you need those families. Those are families there. So it's like, they probably thought that, and the Karstarks are pretty big. So it's not like the Glovers or somebody else, like, well, it's like 50 people. They got a nice amount of people.
He doesn't need to go around making any more enemies at the moment.
No, right. Yeah, right, right. He's got a lot.
Like, that's the same thing Daenerys did with giving the Greyjoys back the Iron Island.
That's absolutely right. It's a similar leadership mindset. So they'll be a very nice couple, uncle and, or no, sorry,
cousin.
Aunt and, wait. No, it's aunt and nephew. I think.
Is that the relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the Greyjoys?
No, Daenerys and Jon. Because Jon's Rhaegar's.
Sorry, it's just aunt and nephew.
Jon's Rhaegar's son, and Rhaegar's her brother.
Brother.
So
yeah,
that's his aunt that is he's probably.
Half brothers.
Somebody else was speculating that when Jon and Sansa find out that they're not brother and sister, that they're going to marry.
Oh, no, man. He's like, no, man, that's like growing up with a chick. You're like,
right.
Nah,
well,
on.
That and they're still cousins.
Yeah.
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 But
I mean, in that world, cousins is like, it's all good, you know, if you want to. If you want to do something, I will. I mean, I'm not forcing you. And I'm not really like, you know. But if you want to, you know, nope.
They're keeping you out. Just
it's
kind
of like soft selling.
Yeah, it's a very soft sell. You're not hard selling at all. You're not, really, like, not like I'm going to really call you or nothing. No, I'm going to go see no Ravens or nothing. Because if you happen to be in my area, I want to drink a little wine and discuss the old times when we used to go to, you know, Heron Hall for the tournament. I'm here for you.
Just in case you were wondering. Mm-hmm. You didn't have anything better to do.
Exactly.
But that could squash some of the animosity between them, because then she'll know that her father didn't cheat on her mother. Which was part of the reason.
Then she'll also be like, damn,
that's true.
Damn.
There was always some resentment there over that.
But I think also the other part is she'll be like, I'm the rightful heir to fucking the North, though, too.
Yeah, but he's the rightful heir to all of it. So
right. I know, yeah, but I can see her being like, well, no, I'm the only rightful heir left. It's me.
Well,
yeah.
Except Bran.
Well, they don't know about Bran. I mean, Bran ain't.
He's a three-eyed raven.
Yeah, he's somebody else.
He's got bigger fish to fry, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see Sansa ending up with the North.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Arya's not going to fuck with it, is she?
Nah, I think Arya just wants to go around murdering people.
Yeah.
She needs to check off her list.
Yeah.
Who else is left other than Cersei?
The Hound.
Cersei, the Hound. Is the
no,
Hound,
she took
she
the Hound off.
She thinks she took the Hound.
Yeah, she thinks he's dead because she left him.
Let's talk about him a little bit.
Is Jaime's on there, isn't he?
I think so.
I think Jaime is on there.
Cersei's on there. Is the Mountain?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's on there.
Which he's sort of dead already, but...
Yeah, man. He's a zombie.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the Hound. I think he's redeemed himself. I really like him now.
I think he's going to become Dario next. Like, he's going to be brought back to the dead. Like, Dario's going to... I think they're going to swap Lady Stoneheart for him.
Oh, for the Hound?
That the Hound, you know how he said he gave his ability up to come back?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be swapped out for the Hound.
Ah.
So is he a man of faith now? And the Lord of Light?
I think he will be. And then I was reading a thing about it. They were saying that, I guess, when you come back, you are technically a white.
Hmm.
So, like, Jon Snow is part white.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You're just as not make. So they're saying that Dario, he's been brought so many times, he's closer to the whites that there are the White Walkers are with.
Mm-hmm.
But he's on the side of the red guy, which is why he's different. He's not like them.
Mm-hmm. So you think the Hound's gonna die and then come back again?
And he's gonna give up his life for the Hound can come back.
Interesting.
Yeah, I could see that.
He's definitely becoming a more admirable and compassionate character, though.
Yeah, which is cool, because, I mean, I think, I don't know if he's in the very first episode, but when the Lannisters arrive at Winterfell, he's in that group that arrives with them, and he's just, like, the thug. He's, like, the muscle.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
And he's, like, scary bodyguard number three. Is like his own, you know, it's like right. If you were, like, doing the cast, like,
yeah, you don't even know. You don't even pay attention to
him. And now he's, like, a major character and, like, kind of, you know, kind of, like, an emotional part of the show. You've seen him go through that change. You've seen him grow into no longer a murdering monster, which I guess is how the scale we're using in this in this world. It was nice to him, you know, because, and I didn't remember this until I read about it after the fact, but like the father and daughter in that house,
because he robbed the dad and then left him, and
which was like three seasons ago.
Right.
But it was neat to have that circle back in that kind of a way for that character moment. And it makes you wonder how far ahead they think of these things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because it was interesting, because he's the only one like, I don't want to go in there. Everybody's like, what are you talking about? Like, nobody's there.
Yeah, but he had enough remorse and respect to want to bury them.
Yeah.
That was neat. I liked the way they brought him back last season. I like what they've turned him into. Mm-hmm. I mean, but from the very beginning of the books, that's what they do. They turn they take these characters that
you hate
so much, and they show you enough of them that you start to at least understand where they're
coming like from. Jaime and Theon, I think, have both kind of redeemed themselves. And you know, those are characters you thought you would hate forever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jaime, like, the first thing he does is cripple Bran. Throws a little kid out of a window. And now you're like, of the two, he's really not bad.
Yeah.
But that's because Cersei's terrible.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about the whole Jaime, Cersei kind of thing? Did you guys see how they were standing on the map?
Yeah.
Where he was standing on the fingers, she was standing on the neck.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't notice that.
Part. Yeah, he's standing on the fingers of Westeros. She's standing on the neck.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if that's foreshadowing anything. And it probably is, but I wonder exactly what they're...
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That prophecy's got to come to.
There's nothing in her that, like, is human anymore. Her kids are dead now.
I don't even know what she's even doing.
Right.
Like, what is her? Like, she has no motivation.
Hate.
Yeah.
Is her motivation.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it'll get you a ways. It's going to be interesting to see, because I think you're right that he probably is going to kill her. It's going to be interesting to see what she does that crosses the line for him. Because she already just blew up, like, the...
Half the scene.
The sept or whatever it was, thing, with, like, it's so hundreds funny of people in it.
It's so funny, when Arya was talking to the Lannister guardsmen, and they remember, they were shitting on King's Landing like it was shitty. Mm-hmm. Like, half the city's all fucked up. Remember, they were like... It's like going to East St. Louis. They were talking about, like, East St. Louis or something. Like, this is all fun. It used to be fun. I heard it was really nice. We get there, it's shitty.
Yeah, you know, it's just terrible.
I wanted to visit this, and it's gone now. And, you know, so is this the city? I think the city is crappy.
Yeah, they show that, I think, more thoroughly in the books, because he's
He
shows it more thoroughly in the books because he's got more time for it. The effects. I guess the extent to which she is really terrible at leading.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. She doesn't do anything.
They don't show how much money they lose. They don't really show it as much.
They don't go into it. But, like, she's not good at managing. She doesn't do anything. She doesn't follow the budget. She doesn't do anything that you need to do to keep a kingdom running.
Right. Did you send Tyler that article you posted about, it was analyzing from a black person.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the black.
And it talks about how the Lannisters are like the Trumps. People think they have all this money, but they don't.
Which is the best analogy for the Lannisters.
Yeah.
and it was, who they say Jamie was? Which Trump did they say he was?
It might be Eric.
Yeah, it's like the one that nobody even deals with.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And it's, but I think it's going to be something to do with the Casterly Rock getting overtaken. Because if you look at the previews, the Unsullied, like, run over everything Casterly Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if it has something to do with that.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's going to be anything major. Because you can tell by the way that Jaime is looking at her now that he knows that she's got to go. So it could just be, like, for the greater good kind of thing.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting, because that's why he got the title Kingslayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he did it for the, you know, he was like... Okay, he's going to blow up the whole city and kill everybody, or I can just kill this guy and break my vow. I guess I'll do that.
Yeah.
So it would be very in keeping with him to finally put his foot down about,
does he send a raven to, like, Tyrion, like, yo, I'm trying to do this, or, like, plotting from the inside and, like, I know where y'all let. I'm not bullshitting, like, you know, this is what we want to do, and he's plotting with Tyrion on that side.
Yeah. I don't see him as a I just don't think Jaime's as interested in
or Tyrion schemes, maybe, and contacts Jaime.
Yeah, and Tyrion might, but I don't think Jaime's going to kill Cersei because Tyrion wants him to. I think he's going to come to that decision on his own.
And then I can't see Tyrion doing anything like that unless Daenerys is 100% on board with contacting Jaime for some reason that would help her.
Mm.
He's very loyal to her now.
I mean, you can get Casterly Rock, though. He probably would be like, yo... We finna get run over. We don't got no money. We ain't got no food. We ain't got shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we might need... I want to say Casterly Rock. Because that's what I think his ends up was happening to him, period. I think he's going to be the ward of Casterly Rock at the end of all this.
Yeah.
And just kind of try to bring up the Lannisters and get their name back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get their name back good. Mm-hmm. Who do y'all think Euron's going
to
bring?
That's what I was just about to ask.
I think it's one of the Sand Snakes.
Well, Tyler said, weirdly, one of the Sand Snakes.
Because I think it's a character that you would know and identify, but it's not a big character where it'd be like, oh, like, they got them.
Yeah.
But it's an identifiable character enough that you could throw them away at the same time.
That makes a lot of sense. That's somebody reasonable for him to grab. Because I had either read or heard somewhere that, like, they were theorizing maybe Tyrion. Mm-hmm. But I don't see how he could capture Tyrion.
Right.
But he could definitely get one of the Sand Snakes.
That's what I'm saying. Or a couple
probably
of them.
Probably he'd probably get the mom, because she's the one that ordered the hit
daughter.
But
yeah,
on
the daughter.
The daughter.
Yeah.
Like, on her name. I could definitely see it being that.
Yeah, I thought Sansa, but I could definitely.
Yeah, but they got to go all the way up north to get Sansa.
Yeah.
And to get Tyrion, you got to get through all the Unsullied. Mm-hmm. You got to get the you got a lot to get through to get Tyrion. So that's why I figured that Dorne was probably sitting there. They thinking everything's all good because, you know, and everybody left. Mm-hmm. And they can sneak in there through one of them ports around the back end.
Yeah.
Grab some of the sand snakes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what that magic fleet that they apparently made out of nothing, where that ends up going, because, I mean, are we going to get an entire episode of a pitched battle between the two giant fleets, or is Euron going to end up deciding to throw in to save the world, like, you know, basically becoming a hero because it's to his advantage to do so?
Or does he say, fuck it, we just going back to the Iron Islands and y'all figure it out?
Yeah, yeah, or just bailing.
Yeah, just like, we out of here.
About his way. Or raiding Marine or someplace else mm-hmm. that's far away. Or
that would be crazy if he did that.
Well, what's in Marine for him now?
I mean, you just go, there's a lot of stuff.
He's a pirate.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, did you always think about him shading Jamie? Like, how he was, like, you know, hands and all that?
Uh-huh. That was funny.
I mean, it's just a known thing they fucking now, huh? Before it was a secret, now it's just open. Yeah. And everybody just knows that it's not a secret no more.
Yeah, I guess
I think everybody always suspected it. They just feel like they can say it now.
Yeah. It was probably like you used to have to whisper it because mm-hmm. Tywin would cut your head off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now you can just say whatever you want.
You think Tywin knew this?
I think that he would murder people if they were talking about it.
But I'm saying,
I don't
know
that he
personally,
knew.
Do you think he acknowledged it? Did he really? You think he like knew deep inside?
He probably suspected it, but didn't want to admit it.
Just like anything with any parent, where you like, my kid's not on cocaine, like, you know.
Yeah.
My twins aren't fucking
right,
each other.
Right, right, yeah. He's coming in stealing money from me at night and leaving back out.
Yeah, I must have just lost that $150 I had in my wallet.
Right.
I probably left that somewhere. Whatever. I won't ask any questions about that.
Yeah, yeah.
What's funny about that too is, like, going back to Tywin and the Lannisters, I read a theory that Tyrion is actually also a Targaryen.
I could see that too, though.
And that'll be interesting to see.
I was hearing that his wife cheated with a Targaryen,
mm-hmm.
and that's why he was pissed more than anything. Not because of the fact that she died, mm-hmm. but the fact that he cheated on me with somebody else, and then, you know, period. Like,
and
he didn't
give a
fuck about.
Gave me a dwarf that I have to take care of. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Because I gotta save face for the Lannister name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, like, I guess his last words were basically like, "You're no son of mine."
Yeah,
to Tyrion when he shot him.
Yeah.
So which Targaryen could it have been then? Was Rhaegar rolling like that?
I think it would have been. It probably would have been the Mad King. So he's probably if that holds, then he's Dany's
brother.
Half-brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And Jon Snow's uncle.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, that'll be interesting.
How
I think
would that
the
come
three
out?
Of them are definitely, like, the end game. Like, all three of them, I think, are surviving until at least the last episode.
Yeah.
They might die in the last episode. Mm-hmm. One, two, or more.
Do you see the White Walkers winning the war?
That seems like kind of a downer, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But see, I got a theory. I think that Jon Snow becomes
the
Night King. But it's a protection thing, though. Like, were you kind of like... You guys watch the Flash TV show?
No.
I have not seen it.
Well, in the TV show The Flash, he had to replace himself where another Flash was at for things to be okay. But he's protecting that for no one else to get hurt.
So there has to
always be a king, Night Walker king. But if he's the thing, though, he could protect it and keep it
open. Basically, he'd take the role and take them back north.
Exactly. And that's where it would be bittersweet.
Yeah.
Do you keep your personality, though, when you become it?
No, because the reason I was thinking that, the theory that he's already halfway a white because he was raised from the dead, that he's not a full man, that he can do that.
Okay.
And he might find out, like, well, shit.
Like, the person that saved Bran.
Oh, yeah, the ranger.
Oh, yeah, his uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah, the uncle.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting his name.
Benjen?
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. It'd be the same kind of thing
mm-hmm.
where he would just kind of, you know, be able to maintain stuff from outside.
Yeah, I could see that. Then he can raise the redhead from the dead, too, and they can go not have children together.
Where y'all think she is?
Do you think she became a White Walker?
I think she's just dead.
Or did he burn her body?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he burned her
okay.
body.
Okay. Do you all think that the giant is his giant, that they show the
one
White
one?
Walker giant?
No.
No.
Yeah,
he's one of the ones from Hardhome, I think.
Yeah, because one died at
the Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I think it's the one that died at the Heart Home.
Oh. Yeah.
Because it was two of them at Heart Home.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. And they showed them, I think they showed
them. And then maybe, I don't know where the other one came from. Did we just, I guess, from another time? Because it was two of them that showed walking. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming one of them came from Heart Home.
Yeah.
From Heart Home.
Hmm. Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. I think, I mean, I think the wall is going to fall.
Or does it metaphorically fall, though?
Yeah, it might. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, they're obviously going to breach it in some fashion.
That's what I mean.
It's going to be interesting to see when that happens. Mm-hmm. I could see, because we're doing, like, there's 12 left. We're doing, I think, six more.
Seven this season, yeah.
So seven and then five.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see, like, the last image of this season, this short season, being them, like, either charging through or the wall coming down and them just, like, flooding the north.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that it ending there and we deal all of everything we have to deal with.
Yeah.
And then the last five are that war, basically.
Hmm.
But the only reason I wonder if they don't even never even fight the White Walkers. A part of me thinks that there's never going to be a big battle of the White Walkers.
Yeah.
Because it'd be kind of, unless there's going to be some stuff going on behind the scenes, but it's like, it's kind of boring then. We're just fighting the White Walkers. There's nothing else. There's no other trickery, no movement around in the background for jockeying for power or anything like that. It's just we trying to beat the White Walkers.
Yeah, what's the point of that?
And they don't have any personality. It's not like somebody's going to meet with one of them and be like,
they're not
broker a truce or something like that.
Right.
So that's the only thing that makes you wonder, like,
unless it is just a massacre and then Samwell saves the day with the dragon glass. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
whoever finds it.
What's interesting, though, to even go back to, and we can go into Daenerys with this, why did they place no one on the throne of Dragonstone? Like that
it was weird how it was completely empty.
And also, it makes you show how much Stannis was a dumbass, mm-hmm. because that is probably the most viable resources in all Westeros right now, is that area, is Dragonstone now,
mm-hmm.
with all that dragon glass on it. But he hated it. Remember, he felt like his brother was dissing him by giving him that.
Yeah.
But it was the best gift he could have got was that.
Mm-hmm.
That has the most resource of the dragon glass. You know, there. And it's interesting, he was like, he felt his brother was slighting him by giving him that. You know, I got this shitty-ass castle and, you know, all this area. But now it's worth all the most in the world.
Yeah, it's the most important spot
that we're
aware of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they just completely abandoned it.
Yeah, I mean, even the rest of the lands, who's running everywhere around Dragonstone, though? Like, all those lands, the Baratheon lands around that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, maybe he just decided to put all his... And I'm sure there's people around farming the land.
But there's no one governing.
Yeah, there's no one in the castle whatsoever. I was expecting when they got there, somebody to open the door.
There was like a welcoming party.
Yeah, for them, and basically just surrendering, like, ceremonially.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was completely empty was kind of weird.
Well, I mean, you got to think Stannis basically took out the Baratheons as a household at this point, right? All the Baratheons are dead except for... Gendry at this point, really?
Yeah, this is the bastard running around somewhere.
They say he's coming back.
He's coming back this
mm-hmm.
season. Okay.
Which is he's the heir. He's the only heir left.
Yeah.
I mean, and he has a claim to the Iron Throne too, if technically, but you put him on Dragonstone.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Then you have a Mary Arya. That'd be something crazy there.
And he was learning smithing.
Mm-hmm.
I could see him coming back as.
Putting together the swords for them.
As being the individual that knows how to make the weaponry.
Out of dragon glass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could see
he's in Westeros, though. He's in King's Landing. Remember, he said going to King's Landing is high and just melts him with the people.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who you really are like that.
Yeah. So, it'll be interesting
to
see.
Told him to do that when he sent him off.
It'll be interesting to see where he comes up when he does that.
Yeah.
Because, they took a lot of pieces off the board when they killed the High Sparrow and Margaery.
They took a lot of pieces,
And they took a lot of pieces off the board, but there's still a lot of, there's still a lot of moving parts.
And they took a lot out with, the phrase now, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a whole...
Yeah, which was great.
My thing is, Cersei's bad at governing because it's like being a president, like Trump now, and you don't have people, it's not like having like a secretary of economics.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're supposed to go place people in these other spots. Like, if it's an opening, I need to put someone there to govern that area.
Yeah.
I should be sending someone to the Freys, to the Twins, and putting somebody on there and sending the army there to secure it and we need to get this back in order, figure out what's going on.
Yeah, because we have to control the neck of the land. Or put in Sunny and Dragonstone.
Yeah, this is 3 years, 2-3 years later. Nobody's been there?
Yeah, they should have recognized that, hey, Stannis abandoned this. We need to hold this castle.
Oh. Or maybe they thought Stannis had some... Well, they should have known that. People didn't have little birdies everywhere to know that was abandoned. They knew it was abandoned.
Yeah, I mean, as far as you can tell, it's like news travels pretty fast.
Yeah, and it was like abandoned, like tumbleweeds was in there. Yeah. And like, uh-huh. Stuff was knocked over. It was an old newspaper from like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was like they just fled.
Yeah, Stannis had everybody roll out, man.
Yeah, that was interesting, and it just, I think that what sums that up is when Cersei says she's the queen of the Seven Kingdoms, and Jaime says, three at best. really.
We lost the twins too. So
yeah. So they've got Casterly Rock. They've got Highgarden, sort of.
Do they really have Highgarden?
King's Landing. I mean, they had it. Didn't they go in and? Did he get them to agree to surrender? I don't remember.
Yeah,
they don't
get
with
the Blackfish. But that
surrender.
Yeah, but
no,
that
he died.
Yeah, the Blackfish died.
Yeah. But and then Edmund, I thought Walder Frey said that he had Edmure back and he was holding him.
I thought Edmure stayed at that.
He said, like, towards the end of the last episode that he didn't deserve to have, and like, he ended up bringing him back as a prisoner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe they've got, maybe they're holding Highgarden. But it's not enough.
So it's, like you said, three at best. So you're talking about, you know, because they ain't got nothing in the north.
Yeah. I guess it'd be King's Landing, Casterly Rock, and Highgarden, which is tough because...
One of them is the capital, so it's really by default. Like,
yeah.
If you're there, you kind of got that one.
And they've got that middle swath with Dorne, which is generally hostile to the south, and a whole lot of people that hate them a whole lot north of them.
What is Cersei's plan with these children that helped burn the city to the ground?
All the little birds or whatever.
Yeah,
they're just those guys that want that Maester's people.
Right, but do they have a plan for them? I mean, because there could be a brilliant way to use them.
His kids, sneaking all.
I mean, because they helped her burn the city to the ground, so she sees. I think she sees the power in using children. Sadly.
Yeah. I mean, she'll...
Does she marry Euron? Does she marry Euron?
I don't see it. I see her string him along.
Yeah. I see her using him up.
I really don't think she's going to go for it, though. I just think she's too... She's just not interested in that.
Mm-mm. She wants his resources.
Yeah, because he's got ships. Yeah. I mean, because they don't have any resources, man. Like, they're broke as shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they've got basically nothing. And do they go into it in the series at all? I don't remember about the fact that their gold is like Casterly Rock is like out of gold.
Yeah, Jamie talked about that.
So yeah, they've got. I mean, not a lot of the remaining. You know, Cersei, but I think they're gonna have the hardest time asserting themselves, really, because they just don't have the resources.
Yeah, like, when that was one thing that Sansa was talking about, she was going to send some troops. She can't send no troops.
Yeah.
Like, what troops she going to send to the north at this point? Like, what?
Yeah, unless she's going to just abandon, she's going to pull a Stannis and completely abandon one of the castles.
Yeah, right.
which I suppose could happen. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the twins, because the Freys are done, and so is anyone in a rush to seize that? And if so, who? I mean, Dany might jump on that, and then you've got her pushing Westergren across the.
So you, but she, if she was, but the twins aren't close to there though. The closest place would be Casterly Rock, though. To Dragonstone.
Is Casterly Rock across?
Mm-hmm.
I need a map.
Yeah.
Casterly Rock, I believe, is the closest.
Debate the military strategy of this fake island.
So Arya is heading to kill Cersei now. Yeah.
Okay. But I think she's going to get thrown off.
What is her plan? Does she know that the mountain is now the zombie?
Nah.
Yeah, I think she's just going to continue to improvise because mm-hmm. she's obviously been doing it fairly well up to this point.
Walter, that was planned. That was well planned for her to kill his sons and cook them into a meal.
Yeah,
for
well,
him
no,
to
she,
eat and
yeah, she definitely like planned that uh-huh. that particular part of it out, but I think mm-hmm. she got back to Westeros and decided, okay,
I'm here now.
Okay. Where am I going first? Mm-hmm. Here's my list. Mm-hmm. And that for whatever reason was the easiest. She's like a superhero at this point.
Yeah. As much as I hated that mini face god story, I appreciate the skills that she acquired.
It went on a lot longer than I would have liked it to. They could have done that in a montage.
Yeah.
They could have done that in two episodes instead of two seasons. Yeah, they could have done substituted the Sam poop montage for mm-hmm. Arya learning all the skills that she
right.
learned. And that would have been just fine.
Right.
Because they stretched that longer than they needed to.
Yeah. The girl has no name. Oh, no, just teach me how to use these faces. And
yeah. And one of the things, too, is, like, you knew where it was going. Like, right. she was clearly going to learn the skills and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wasn't going to just stay there forever.
Right.
So just get it over with. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. But
well, they had too much of the rest of the story to tell to let her move on that quickly.
Yeah, that's true. And they do have to keep... They wanted to keep the players out of Westeros that they needed to be out of Westeros until now, I think, is probably what it was. And her coming back and Dany coming back at the same time, I think, was the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm interested to see where they head with that, though.
Yeah, I heard King's Landing is next to Storm's Inn.
And who's
right,
there?
That's where she landed at, because Dorne is right there. So, this is Dorne. She came in at Dorne. She went up this way to here, and King's Landing is right here.
Hmm.
Okay.
Hmm. So.
Yes, they're not far.
So, but she could be on some, like, we can't attack them directly. We're going to go all the way over to Castle Rock and take over Castle Rock so we could take out anything that they have.
Yeah, and then cut them off.
And then cut them off from all their resources, which is probably what they didn't just cut them off for their resources.
Yeah.
The little bit they do have.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because Old Town is on the other side, so... Okay, so yeah, so... He can get the... Samwell can get there pretty fast. He's one side, he can get there pretty fast. So, any thoughts for next week?
Yeah.
Conor McGregor, does he have a cameo this season? I've heard
is this
that
supposed,
he...
What? I never heard of that.
Yeah, I heard that he was supposed to be on there, and maybe not supposed to be on there.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I can't believe you haven't heard this.
No.
I had no idea.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna get some more movement in the north. Hopefully we'll see what Littlefinger for now. I mean, he's all he's been doing is standing around saying vaguely threatening things. So it'll be interesting to see if they're able to
I can't deal with him.
If they're able to move his scheme forward so we see what he's doing. And I want to see what Dany's going to do first. I really hope they mm-hmm. show us that. Because
mm-hmm.
It's going to be, I think it'll help lay out where the rest of the season is headed once we see where she's going from Dragonstone.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably where it will start too, with that "Shall we begin?" That's what she ended with.
Yeah.
In front of the table. I thought that was beautiful. And that's what she said right before they ended up unleashing the dragons on the on the masters that came to
I mean, I don't even know what Cersei's gonna do, man. She got dragons
uh-huh.
and then the North is united North. I mean, they're united, like they're behind all these houses up there, united in general. It was hard as general for King's Landing to really have a hold on the North in general. That was really Ned's land, and it was just like, okay, as long as you just do what you do up there, we won't fuck with you. That's basically how it's always been.
Yeah.
And they're united now, so it's basically back to pre-Robert dying, because they're all united now.
It's like taking Russia. Like,
yeah,
you're not going to do it.
Exactly. Nobody's invaded the North, except for... And the Targaryens didn't even invade the North then. They did the Firstborn just gave up. They just like, yeah, we down with Targaryens.
Yeah.
They never invaded the North even, so.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to win doing it. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. Oh, I'm excited for this
one. Yeah, any deaths next week, y'all think?
Oh,
man. there'll probably be at least one semi-big one. They've got to keep ratcheting up the tension, you know. And from here on out, there'll be... I don't think it's going to be, like, a major player, mm-hmm. but there'll probably be a major character.
Yeah, maybe the Red Woman. Mm. John sent her away. Would he send her south? Is that where he told her to go? So I don't know who she could run into.
Yeah, he sent her south, so it could be anybody.
We know the mountain's been torturing that nun woman.
Right. Raping her through, you've been getting zombie dick.
Yeah, she's having an unhappy life.
Oh, mm-hmm. I think it's going to be one of the Sand Snakes, but I think specifically it's going to be the one that was on Iron Fist. Because she's already on another TV show.
Oh.
I think they're going to show her head. Like, they show her head. Like,
is it Tommen on Iron Fist? Somebody. Oh, no. Yeah. It's not Tommen. It's
the brother.
Oh, yeah.
Which calls Marjorie's brother.
Lawrence. Yes.
Yeah. That's how I knew he was going to die, though, because I was like, he got a hold of a TV show.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't know it was going to go like that, but
yeah.
I knew he was going to be dead. I was like, oh, he's going to be dead. He's got a TV show, like multiple TV shows.
Right.
So I think it's going to be one of the Sand Snakes. They're going to bring her head out or something. Like, it's not even going to be her. It's going to be her head.
Yeah, the head.
Yeah, and he's going to just roll it out.
Or what if he shows up with all their heads?
Oh,
yeah.
Like, that'd be pretty impressive.
That'd be pretty damn bad. He showed up with everybody's head, all the Sand Snakes' heads.
Yeah. Just like rolls them out of a basket or something.
What exactly is their plan with Lady Tyrell?
Lady Tyrell just got the money. She just bankrolling this shit.
Right, but what's their plan?
What do you mean?
Do we know it yet? The Sand Snakes? And why? And what conversation that when the bald man, I'm forgetting his name, when he came there and...
Oh, you're talking about Varys.
Yes, Varys. Well...
He's just a broker, you know. He's just like, okay, what was going on? Lady Tyrell is basically, she got the money, she got the food. I just want this to happen. I'm just an investor. I ain't going to be out here. I probably won't send no men. I probably won't send no men.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bankroll. Whatever y'all want to get done, just come to me and get the money, and I'll make it happen.
Is he brokering some sort of plan between them and Daenerys? Because he left Dorne and then met back up with
Daenerys. He brokered everything. Okay. He's the one. I think he's the one that got everything. Like, oh, you mad at Cersei now? Let me go visit her. Let me pull you in. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the Sand Snakes, I guess they really running Dorne? I don't even know who's running Dorne, but hey, you're running Dorne now, so we're going to hook you up with them. Let them in.
But that was a very specific plan, though, because he had a conversation with Tyrion about what he was getting ready to do, and Tyrion says, are you sure you can do this? And then he goes to Dorne, but I still don't know if I understand what...
Yeah, I don't know if it's revealed yet.
Okay.
Killing the Dornish king, do you think that was always a plot, or do you think that Sand Snake just did that out of spite and mad?
She said weak men would never.
Yeah, because they didn't ride back on King's Landing for over a year.
I think that was just a sudden thing.
That was an emotional kill. That wasn't even plotted. You know?
Yeah, I don't think it was strategic.
Okay.
I think as soon as the king showed a sign of weakness, the plan started.
Did he show a sign of weakness though? Really?
Was it when he welcomed
Jaime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
No, I thought she was more mad that they didn't ride out for Oberyn when he got killed.
Yeah, that too.
You know, but it is what it is. So. Mm-hmm. Everyone, email us. Let us know what you think. We will be back next week with another great recap episode.